All hands on deck.
Aye, aye, Captain Hatch.
Hoist the mainsail.
Yes, sir, Jonas.
It's time for character building musical adventure.
Reporting for duty, sir. Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The adventures of Patch the Pirate.
Stay tuned. There's lots more excitement.
It's awesome as Colossimus.
Welcome aboard the Jolly Roger, mateys. You're tuned to the adventures of Patch the Pirate, the most exciting quarter hour on the air. And speak of excitement, let's get back to our adventure, the Custard's Last Stand. Ahab?
Rah! The Custard family is seeking shelter from the horrible General Zero homewrecker. Rah!
So they came to the Alamode to get help from the family doctor and Patch and his crew. And that's about where we left off. Let's set our sails for the Alamode!
Yoo-hoo, amigos, I am back!
Nila, it's that homewrecker!
Let's get back in the wagon, Rich!
Please, there is no need to fear, muchachos. I come as a friend in need.
I wonder what that sidewinder is up to now.
Senor Custard.
Is this a trick, homewrecker?
Trick, senor? I am hurt that you would even think such a thing.
Well, what do you want, then?
Senor, I am starting a museum of family Bibles, and I was just wondering if I could have yours. Just throw it out the front gate, and no one will get hurt.
It's not going to work, homewrecker. Now make tracks out of here. You're not putting this family in the graveyard.
You are very foolish, Senor Duck. And you are going to cause your friends a great deal of pain and suffering. My patience is about run out. Vámonos, muchachos.
George, I'm afraid, honey. Maybe we ought to just go ahead and give him our Bible.
I was just thinking the same thing, Praline.
Now, don't go doing anything rash. You need to remember that without your Bible, you'll wind up in the family graveyard with all the rest of those poor souls. You've got to have your Bible in order to grow.
Are you still growing, Captain Patch?
I sure am, Pixie Pirate.
Are you still growing, Mr. Duck?
Sure am, Peanut. Hard to believe, ain't it?
Kids like Rich and Nila are eating and growing and looking more like their mom and dad every day. Each one of us needs to feed on God's Word so we can grow to be more like our Heavenly Father.
Yeah, one of my favorite prescriptions for struggling families is 1 Peter 2:2. As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word that she may grow thereby.
Sweeter every single day, growing, growing.
you folks must be starving.
You can say that again.
Okay, Sonny, you folks must be starving.
We sure are.
I am thirsty.
Hey, let's quit the lip and head in here to the mess hall.
Sounds like a good idea, Doc.
What's on the menu today?
Here, y'all take a menu and see for yourself.
Spinach a la mode? Do you have a children's menu?
Look, Rich. Here's pizza a la mode. Yum, yum.
I like the sound of this one. Pork belly and beans a la mode.
That's my personal favorite.
Look, here's tacos a la mode. And mashed potatoes a la mode.
Oh boy, spaghetti a la mode.
What's the specialty of the house?
You'll love it. It's called ice cream a la mode. And it's got my own special hot sauce poured all over it. It'll freeze your teeth and burn your tummy.
This is my kind of place.
Doc, do you really know how to make all these fancy sounding dishes?
Well, it's really not all that hard, as long as you follow the instructions. You know, it's kind of like building a strong family. You just have to stick to the recipe.
Down this recipe, read it every day. Get out the ingredients, start it right away. You will need a peck of love, patience is a must. Work the perspiration in, it makes a flaky crust. It takes a mouth full of kindness, a heart full of hugs, a barrel full of fun and games to keep away the bugs. A pinch of understanding completes the recipe, and you mix it all together for a happy family. As you see, it's not that hard. Stir those lumps away. Paddle on some discipline, don't forget to pray. Lots of laughter keeps it light, add a praise or two. Sprinkle lots of sugar on, you'll find it's tried and true. It takes a mouth full of kindness, a heart full of hugs, a barrel full of fun and games to keep away the bugs. A pinch of understanding completes the recipe, and you mix it all together for a happy family. A happy family!
What's that noise, Captain?
Sounds like someone's digging, Nilla. Let's be quiet and listen.
Hey, Guacamole. This is hard work, and it's time for my siesta. You think maybe we are getting close?
I think so, Morito. I smell tacos a la mode. Andale, keep digging.
What is the plan again, Fajito?
We tunnel into the fort, shoot our pistolas, steal their family Bible, and take it back to the Generalissimo.
Quiet, everybody. They're right under us.
I can see them through the cracks in the floor. What are we gonna do?
Sissy, pass me some of Doc's special hot sauce.
Yes. Captain?
Be careful now, Captain. It's mighty powerful stuff.
Why are you pouring it through the cracks in the floor?
It's going to drip on their heads.
Hey, Barito, some red stuff just dripped on your sombrero.
See?
And your sombrero, she's melting.
Barito, scrape it off with your shovel pronto.
Oh, no, look at my shovel, Barito. She's melting. Guacamole, would you eat the red stuff off my shovel for me?
See? Uh-oh. I think something is melting in my mouth. No, I think my mouth, she's melting.
Guacamole, why don't you spit it here in the dirt?
See, spit.
The dirt, she's on fire.
My shovel's on fire.
My sombrero's on fire.
My mouth, see it on fire.
Vominos, amigo, vominos, vominos,
well, amigo. That ought to take care of them for a little while.
I guess you folks are going to need a place to stay for a spell.
Do you have anything colonial with large white pillars?
Why, yes, sirree, Bob. We got plenty of them, Praline. Big ones, too. I can't begin to sleep without a pillar, neither. Guess I'm just spoiled.
How about a nice, refreshing shower?
That's a fine idea, Nilla. You just keep right on praying for rain.
Dad, do you think maybe there's a Holiday Inn close by?
Hey, muchachos! Why don't you come over and join me in my air-conditioned hacienda? I have lots of extra steaks on the grill, and you can relax in my jacuzzi.
I wonder if he has a newspaper I could read.
Oh, I'm so hot my makeup is ruining.
I can taste those steaks now.
Come on, Dad, let's get out of this dump.
Let's have some fun for a change. I'm bored.
Well, hold on there, you young whippersnappers. If you don't all quit your belly aching, you're going to wind up in the family graveyard before sundown.
Doc's right. If the Custard family is going to survive, you need to stop griping about all that you don't have and start thanking the Lord for all that you do have.
But what do we have to be thankful for?
You've got your salvation.
And a home in heaven.
You've got your Bible.
And a great God that has promised to meet every one of your needs.
We've got our health.
And we've got each other.
And we just had a good meal.
Now you're talking.
A truly rich man asks the Lord to meet his needs and then is thankful and content with all that the Lord provides.
You mean a Christian shouldn't really want anything except what God wants him to have?
That's right, Nilla. God's prescription for a thankful heart puts it this way. The Lord is my shepherd, who I shall not want.
Mateys, that was a close one. The Custard family started to get dissatisfied with what they had, and Homewrecker almost got him.
Greetings from the Jolly Roger. This is Christy Ann with important information about all of Patch the Pirate's musical recordings. If you miss a broadcast, you can log on the web at patchthepirate.org and listen to it for free at any time. There are also free coloring pages for the kids. Ron and Shelley Hamilton and their crew have produced over 30 adventure and song recordings, all with character-building emphasis to help children grow in the Lord. Discover what families around the world have experienced. Life-changing lessons are a song away when you sing with your heart to the Lord. Call us today at 1-800-GO-PATCH, and we'll send your family a free full-color catalog with inspirational music your whole family will love. Call 1-800-GO-PATCH. That's 1-800-467-2824. And discover the difference heartwarming music makes in your life.
Peanut Pirate, would you sing a song about always being thankful?
Sometimes when things don't go my way, I really start to whine. I tell my mom I hate this meal, but you fix it all the time. Why do I have to go to bed when my friends stay up all night? All my food is cold, all my clothes are old, and my shoes are much too tight.
Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks to God. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks.
Thank you, Peanut Patch Kids. We've enjoyed having you aboard, mateys, and remember to keep your family Bible close at hand. Read it every day to keep the evil Generalissimo Homewrecker away. Tune in next week for part 3 of The Custard's Last Stand at the Alamode. So long, mateys.